the loud sound of the underground. That was their first ever single, and indeed their first ever number one, after being voted into the band on Popstars Arrivals all the way back in 2002. And probably my favourite piece of TV ever was the moment that Cheryl Tweedy got voted into the band, and she stands up and she goes, "Come on!" She must love when that's played back to her now. She must do. It's epic. Next up, it's Just Dance by Lady Gaga on 100 to 102. Today FM, it's Friday Night Anthems. Red wine.
Anyway, that's one, Les Mis, right?
That's one.
What else?
The Impossible is another one that's still out. It's very. I actually saw that during the week. It's harrowing, but it's a really good recount of one family's tale of the tsunami.
How did you see it during the week? Was it out?
I went to the cinema. Yeah.
All right. Okay. The Impossible. I believe it's really good.
Yeah, it is. It is quite hard. Like, if you want something lighthearted for the weekend, don't go to see this, because I bawled the entire way.
Perfect Pitch is the one for that, really.
Oh,
isn't it?
God, that's so funny. Oh, that's it's the most quotable film. It's so funny. If Pitch Perfect, if you want to have a laugh, it's that girl, Rebel Wilson.
She's great,
is fantastic. Yeah. And then another one, it kind of would suit a lot of people, is Jack Reacher. I didn't want to go to see it. I lost the toss last week when we were going to cinema.
That's Tom Cruise,
and I hate Tom Cruise, but I went to see it. It's quite good. It's thriller and it's quite cheesy, but it's enjoyable.
And what about the Django thing? Is that open now?
That's next Friday. So I'm looking for. I love Tarantino, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, actually, there's a little piece here from Channel 4 News last night, where he angrily dismissed.
That song always brings me back to 2005 summer as a children's rep in France. And we had to do an end of the season show where all the kids from all the different kids clubs had to do some sort of a dance to some sort of song. So I picked that for my 5, 6 and 7 year olds. And you can imagine my kind of embarrassment when all my kids were shaking like a Polaroid picture and all the other kids were dancing to like Postman Pat. Didn't last too long at that job, believe it or not. Here's Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, on 100 to 102. Today FM, it's Friday Night Anthem. You've got a wife and kids. Do your kids think you're really cool?
I don't know about that. You know, I don't know. I think they see the guy that wakes up and, you know, my hair's pointing 7 different directions. You know, I got one eye closed, and my wife looks at me and goes, "That's the guy that she has to wake up next day and goes, here you go, lover boy."
And like I said, you know, this is speaking of Ireland, you've massive fan base here and you love Ireland. What is it about Ireland that you love so much?
I told you, I'm jealous. My wife has Irish roots, therefore my kids are Irish, and they're more Irish than anything else. Her last name, maiden name, was Hurley. And, you know, they came from Cork, and I know all that story, and I have no connection to my Italian roots. So I think maybe it's just the accent, I don't know. But there's some reason why I'm just drawn to this place.
And obviously the women.
And it's obviously the women.
What are your favorites these days, like band-wise? What music do you listen to and draw inspiration from yourself?
You know, it's pretty diverse, but on the other hand, my collection is always rooted in whatever those influences were 20 years ago, you know. So, new Dylan album, good. You know, so you can't help but buy the things that you're accustomed to. I mean, I bought Rolling Stones tickets, you know, for these couple shows that they're doing. Oh, the Stones are playing. Mm-hmm. But I like new things. I'll listen to the Kings or the Killers or the Coldplay or whatever, you know, that's recent. Or I can't help but sit with the staples that I've known my whole life. Mm-hmm.
There's been reports in the media about your ticket prices in the UK. They're so cheap. Now, obviously, that can't be done everywhere. No. And they're very reasonable still here.
Yeah.
Did you guys have an input into that? Because it's a real give back to your fans. They were going for £12.50, which is amazing.
Well, some of them are. You know, mm-hmm. Granted, there's the upper end, too. But in truth, we're very aware that traveling the world as we have, being aware of how hard it is for people to have extra money to spend on something as, you know, disposable as a ticket to a rock show, you try to make it easy on people. This shouldn't be ransom. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to come and have fun, great, you can get in, we can make it work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will work for me because I'm going to come.
You're going to have a pass on the radio station anyhow. You'll probably be selling it out in the car park.
I'll be the one out of the bounces going, I'm telling you, he knows me. We're friends.
Exactly.
And I just have one last question because I know you're really busy today. Can I touch your hair?
Yeah. It's all mine.
Oh, my God. It's glorious.
It's all mine.
Oh, wow.
I still have it.
It's glorious.
It's good to be 50 and have a full head of hair.
Well, I can confirm it is fabulous.
Thanks.
Bringing the dance tunes to Friday Night Anthems here on 100 to 102 Today FM. Next up, I'm going to get a little cheesy. I'm going to play Break My Stride. But you know what? Everyone loves a bit of cheese now and again. A bit of cheese. I sound like that little mouse on Sminky Shorts. If you haven't seen them, go to YouTube and search Sminky Shorts Mouse and you'll understand. Bit of cheese. Next up is Break My Stride on 100 to 102 Today FM.
Last night I had the strangest dreams. I said,
okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay, that's our emotional microphone. Okay, okay, so you did the driving test.
I did.
And what is the result?
Well, I went in.
Yeah.
Fully confident, but very nervous.
Result?
I failed.
You failed?
I did.
Who are you laughing at?
I was so close. I was so
it's
close.
Those bloody left-hand turns,
it
isn't
the
it?
Left-hand turns.
Was it?
I did everything like a boss. Like, I did the three-point turn. I did the hill start. I did the
I think your nerves got the better.
I literally...
You know this rescue remedy stuff you can get?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
I did. And everyone was telling me to take that stuff. And I was like, I'll be fine. Yeah. I was shaking like a leaf.
Beta blockers.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take alcohol or anything like that, you know. But, you know, but there must be something. Because I think your nerves, like, you're well able to drive.
Yeah. Oh, completely. Like, even Dave, he was like, if you drive like this, you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But she saw one of my left turns and I could see her looking. She made me do about, I'd say, 27 left turns after that. And that was the only bit it was left turns, left turns, left turns, left turns, left turns. So, I need to improve on them. And I failed. I was like, I was absolutely devastated.
Now,
I
know the Irish School of Motoring said, okay, Paula, what you've got to do right now is reapply straight away.
Yeah.
So did you do that?
I did that. And they said to me, look, we are going to take you through this. You are passing this test. You're coming back to us and we're going to nail those left-hand turns. And I'm like their protege now. Yeah. So, but they're also joking. Like, I mean, I've done it a few times now. So I'm going to be that girl who walks into every test center and they're like, how are you, Paula? You're back again. I'll know all the testers.
In Britain, they had a famous documentary about the woman who kept trying but never got there. Maybe this could be it.
I think just don't give
up. Yeah.
Stick it to the mark.
You could
come
be
on.
their cardboard cutout for the Irish School of Motoring. Paula. Paula did it. Come on, you can too.
Nothing is impossible. That's Black Betty for Alan in Waterford. He texted and said his car, Betty, who's black, was towed away today to the scrapyard. Alan, I am sorry. That sucks. But look, she's gone to the big car park in the sky. And I'm only joking. That really does suck. And we'll play something better for you, a little bit more cheerful a bit later on. First of all, here's the Stone Roses' I Am the Resurrection. And that's not dedicated to Alan or his car, Black Betty, because, you know, if you go to the scrapyard, you're probably not coming back. Sorry, dude. 100 to 102, Today FM. It's Friday Night Anthems. So we did that last week.
Yeah, and they kind of said that because that would be just mean.
Mm.
And I said, no, I'm not being mean. We really want to reveal this, and I want you to reveal it. And so, what happened?
So I'll tell you off the ad. So I sat my test again yesterday.
You sat your test again yesterday, yeah? And
I passed!
Yes! Oh, I'm delighted for you.
Oh my God, I actually, do you know what happened? It was the most embarrassing moment I think of my life, and there's been plenty of those. We went back to the test centre and he said, you know, I just have one more thing for you to sign, and I thought, oh my God, I can't believe I failed again. And he handed me the certificate of competency and I burst into tears.
Man,
I jumped up, I ran around the table, and I gave this poor tester a massive hug, and he just sat there rigidly, like it was like hugging a tree.
This doesn't happen every day.
And all his tester friends in the centre were all laughing at him. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, and I cried on him a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy. And
that's brilliant.
Then I ran out, and all the guys in the Irish School of Motoring were all there as well. Yeah. They were just brilliant. They're like Dave Fay has just, what a teacher. Are we talking-